Okie dokie.
Okay, and if you hear weird clickings or anything, I'm actually working off of two phones, and one has got a little recorder on it, so
oh.
You may not even notice it while you're in session.
Oh, well, I won't notice it.
No, I know you won't.
And I pretty much could tell you that Elias probably doesn't care,
no,
so.
No, he wouldn't.
Okay. Then I will talk to you after.
All right, Mary.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Elias.
And what shall we discuss?
Well, I have what to me are some pretty interesting things. Mary and I have just had a good discussion about some of it. So the first couple of things I want to ask you about are some interactions I've had in the past. Just a couple of very brief ones. And I've always wondered who those people were. So hoping you can connect with that. The first one is, when I was about 16, I was in the city, and I had just left my boyfriend and gotten on a bus, and a man I didn't know was getting off the bus at the same time, and for some reason I felt compelled to mention to him that was my boyfriend, and he looked at me and he said, "You can do better." And I pondered that over the years, and I was just wondering who that person was that was getting off the bus and told me that.
That would be what I have expressed previously as a pop-in. This occurs periodically with individuals, not often, and many individuals may not experience this type of action at all within the entirety of their focus, but there are many, many individuals that do. What occurs is either an aspect of yourself as essence is generated into an actual physical form momentarily, or it can also be another focus that momentarily pops in to your reality merely in a moment that will strongly catch your attention. Generally, these experiences are very brief, but they generate a lasting impression. And in that, generally speaking, these pop-ins are generated for the reason of offering you a message. The message may be associated with any subject matter, but whatever it is in the moment is one that will create that type of lasting impression that you will remember and you will periodically ponder that encounter.
That makes a lot of sense. And that did happen over 40 years ago, and I've thought about it ever since. Okay, thanks. And thanks for that. And the second one is about in a dream I had one night. An old man with long gray hair and twinkling blue eyes told me about someone I would marry. And I had been thinking of a friend, and he said, "You will marry someone like that friend." And I've been wondering ever since who that was. And since he had the blue eyes, I was wondering if it might possibly be you.
Yes, you are correct.
That was even before I had ever heard anything about you objectively.
But I do generate appearances quite frequently, long before an individual actually objectively encounters myself.
Well, that was a fun encounter. I enjoyed that. Okay, now I'm going to get into another more serious kind of subject that involves a friend of mine. And I have a lot of questions about what's going on with her. This is a friend who I've known for a long, long time. And I'm sure we have a lot of focuses together. He is currently male, but he is transitioning to being a female. So he's becoming transgender. And I'm going to try to refer to him in the female tense because he would like me to do that. He thinks of himself as female now already, even though he's not had the physical operation. So I'm going to try to do that, but I might switch back and forth because it is kind of hard after knowing him all this time to think of him as female, but I'm getting there.
I'm understanding.
Okay. So really, first, before we get into any questions about that, he and I would like to know his stats, his ethnic name, and family, and so forth.
And the impressions as to Essence families?
Essence family, I think he's Millie Mae.
Correct.
Okay. And alignment bold?
Correct.
Oh, good. Okay, and I'm sort of vacillating between common and soft. I think he's probably soft. But
correct.
Okay. And emotional focus?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's great. Can you connect with the Essence name?
Essence name. Livia. Lyvia.
Which leads me to ask is, is the majority of his focuses female?
In ratios, yes, there are more female than male, but it is not a considerably large difference.
So having to make this sex change in this focus, and this is happening quite a bit, or at least it's, or you can tell me if it's just out in the open more or if it's happening more, but it seems to be, I'm more aware of more people doing this, and I'm wondering what a person is creating when they choose the gender before they're born, and then they just feel so strongly that it doesn't fit. And sometimes it takes them not very long to figure that out, and sometimes it takes them almost a lifetime, as with my friend. So can you kind of explain what a person's doing when they do this?
As with any choices, it is dependent upon the individual, as you are aware, for each individual may generate choices that surfacely may appear to be the same, but they are generating them for their own reasons. And in some situations, it may be that the individual manifests in one gender to offer themselves the experience of being within a particular physical body structure and subsequently choose to alter that they merely chose to temporarily experience a particular body structure and function, but we're not necessarily intending to continue with that particular gender in not generally associating themselves with that type of energy. But in some situations, it may also be related to the experiences that the individual generates. They may feel more of an association with a different energy, such as a male feeling more of a female energy or a female feeling more of a male energy, and that can be expressed in varying degrees, but they may choose to continue with their original gender to be experiencing in a manner that is in keeping with some of their preferences. Perhaps not all of their preferences, but some of their preferences that would be more acceptably expressed in the physical gender that they are. In some situations, the individual may choose to manifest as one gender and generate the choice to alter that and become the other gender as an expression of surprise or even wonder. For in expressing the preferred gender from birth, for certain individuals, that may be more of a mundane choice, and in association with their intent and their personality, they may choose to alter the gender within the focus as a type of expression of explosion. Not in what you would term to be a negative association, but more in the type of expression of being the unlit sparkler for a portion of the focus and at a particular point choosing to light the sparkler and allow it to explode, and therefore generating the excitement, the wonder, and the surprise of the explosion. I am understanding.
It's something that she has struggled with for a long time. And I'm just wondering, why would a person put themselves through that for so long? I can identify with more easily with the ones who know at a very early age, say the age of 2, that they are another gender. But what is... Does it just make it that much better when you finally do make the change to have waited that long?
It is dependent, once again, upon the individual. Now, what you view in your perception of this individual's experience may be partially correct, but may not be entirely accurate. There are some preferences that have been allowed to be expressed in continuing with the first gender and in association with the first gender that has allowed in some areas an ease in the individual's experiences and what the individual does. In other areas, there may be or may have been some confusion, but there has also been safety in continuing with the first gender.
Oh yeah, because you know, when you start as whatever gender, then you have society's expectations and the way you're raised and all that kind of thing.
Correct.
And it's harder to express something else.
Correct. But that also does play into the element of appreciation once the individual does engage the choice to change. You all generate some elements of association with work or struggle and value.
Mm-hmm.
To varying degrees, but you all incorporate some association with these components. And many, many, many individuals generate a very strong association with value and appreciation if they incorporate struggle or work to accomplish. Therefore, the more struggle that is expressed in a direction, the more value is yielded in the accomplishment.
Okay, yeah.
And the more the individual appreciates the accomplishment.
That makes sense. Well, let me ask you this. As I said, either it's becoming more out in the open, or it's been happening as much, but we just didn't know about it. But in general, would you say people doing this is a move toward feminine energy in the shift?
I would express that that is an influence, and I would express to you in association with your question, it is actually both. It is being expressed more openly, and therefore there is more awareness of the action, and that partially generates the appearance that it is occurring more frequently, but in certain areas it is occurring more frequently.
Okay.
Not in all areas of your world, but in some areas of your world it is occurring more frequently. In other areas of your world, it is the same, but there is more awareness of it.
Another friend had sort of a related question about this, and just wondering, what is the imagery of going through this physical operation and actually having the penis cut off, recognizing that it would be reconfigured? Is that just the imagery of the change itself, or is there something else there?
Reconstructing the physical body is an outward expression of reconstructing the energy that is being expressed by the individual. And this, in a manner of speaking, is significant, for it provides a very strong focal point for the individual and allows them to concentrate more fully upon this alteration of energy and allows them to genuinely allow themselves to become what they are and to allow themselves to express more freely who they are, in generating the focal point of the physical alteration. Without the physical alteration, the individual generates an association of incompleteness that there are too many obstacles for them to allow themselves to genuinely express themselves in the manner that they want and that is their preference and that is the most comfortable and is their own natural flow.
In my friend's case, she's wondering if she has a, carries with her a tremendous amount of guilt and self-judgment, as a lot of people do. We joke about wallowing in it, and she's aware of that. But she's also wondering if maybe this this change is means that she's now on the verge of loving and accepting herself more. Is that tied in with that?
Yes. Being more accepting of self is quite evident in this type of movement. For to engage this type of a choice within most of your societies presently and previously requires the individual to genuinely be paying attention to themselves and to be recognizing their own strength and to be allowing themselves to accept their natural flow of energy. This is a significant choice and a significant movement for any individual, your friend also. And in this, actually engaging the actions that are involved in this type of alteration are an expression of a daily acknowledgement and are an expression of a daily display of the individual's strength, which is to be greatly acknowledged. But you would not be motivated to engage this type of action.
That's true.
For you are choosing different experiences.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder if you could share, if possible, without being intrusive, what might be going on with the dynamics with his sister. She's having a hard time with the interaction with her because they have been very close, and at times it seems like she's very accepting, and other times it's just completely the opposite. And my friend never knows how his sister's going to react. So can you shed some light on what might be going on there?
Yes. There are two main factors to be recognized. One is to recognize that every individual incorporates their own guidelines, their own truths, so to speak. And those guidelines are very strong. And they are intended to be helpful to each individual as being guidelines, and therefore providing each individual with a sense of order and comfort, and even to an extent, satisfaction within the individual's life. Now, the difficulty with each individual's guidelines is that when an individual is presented with differences, that threatens the individual's own guidelines. And that can create frustration or confusion or defense or anger. But regardless of the outward expression of the response to the threat, what it generates is an energy of opposition. Now, when an individual becomes confused for their guidelines are being triggered, what automatically occurs is the individual personalizes the expression of the other individual, and they automatically, immediately begin generating expectations as to what the other individual should or should not be doing, or should not be expressing. This is an indicator of an automatic defense, which is an opposing energy. But this occurs for the individual feels threatened, for their guidelines are being upset. Now, this is in actuality quite natural. And within any given time framework, you all experience this to an extent. The stronger the threat to the guidelines, the stronger the opposition will be, which is also one of the reasons that I emphasize so very strongly the importance of acceptance of differences. But the other factor in this situation is your friend and the energy that is being projected by your friend. When your friend is genuinely expressing an energy of confidence in relation to this choice and is generating a comfortableness with this direction and with self and with the choices, that is reflected in the lack of conflict. But when your friend is doubting or expressing guilt or expressing personal responsibility for other individuals and concerning with the perception of other individuals, that changes the energy, and that is reflected in conflict. For the siblings incorporate a genuine connection with each other and a genuine affection and camaraderie, which is strong. Therefore, there is a strong expression of wanting to be accepting and supportive, but also generating the automatic responses in association with individual guidelines and the threat that is expressed in relation to that. Therefore, the more each individual is aware of their own energy, and the more each individual can be accepting of their own guidelines and recognize that it is not necessary for them to generate agreement with different expressions or choices to be accepting, and that their own guidelines are not necessarily actually being threatened. It is merely their own association, which, I may remind you, for the most part, individuals do not incorporate considerable thinking in relation to these actions. They merely do and respond and react. Therefore, they are not necessarily identifying what is actually being expressed inwardly. Many times, they are not even aware objectively of what they are actually feeling. For they are incorporating confusion, and they do not objectively understand their own expressions. And this creates the fluctuation. The individual wants to be supportive or wants to be accepting, but is unaware of how to accomplish that for the automatic responses to their own guidelines are so strong that they override that want to be accepting or supportive at times. But I shall also remind you, which you may express to your friend, this can be significantly affected in relation to the energy that they themselves express.
Yeah.
But in not projecting an opposing energy, such as personal responsibility or defensiveness or guilt or worry or concern, in not projecting the opposing energy to begin with, in what they are expressing within self and about self, they generate less of a potential to be reflecting that type of energy, and can actually be helpful and supportive to the other individual in not being threatening to their guidelines. When an individual generates this type of an alteration, it is viewed by most other individuals as severe. And whenever any individual engages a severe direction or choice, or an extreme direction or choice, the manner in which it is affecting of other individuals is that other individuals begin to question themselves.
Exactly.
They become confused and they begin to question their own guidelines. And in that questioning and confusion, it becomes unsettling.
Definitely.
And in that, the other individuals, figuratively speaking, begin to feel their experiences as if they are balancing upon a ball. They no longer feel themselves to be firmly standing upon their ground. Now suddenly their ground has disappeared and they are balancing upon a ball which can be quite shaky.
Yeah.
And they have not been upon the ball within their experience previously, and therefore they are uncertain of how to stand upon the ball, or even if they can.
That's a great analogy, thanks.
You are quite welcome.
Thanks for all this information. I'm going to be sure to let her know your comments here. I'm sure it'll be very helpful.
And you may also extend my invitation to this individual that I am tremendously willing to be objectively available if that is so wanted.
I will certainly do that. You know, she was kind of shy about participating, and I told her she didn't have anything to be concerned about, that you would like to talk to her, but it's great having it coming from you. Just one more thing concerning my friend here. He's asked me to tell you that he's just in an awful stew about what name to choose, but because he's going to be required to choose a female name. And I wonder if you have any suggestions or would be willing to listen to some of her possibilities and validate, you know, what seems to fit her better.
You may offer the suggestions.
Okay. We've been working a lot with Kate, or Catherine, and she's thinking about Catherine Luella.
And what are the other suggestions?
Oh, okay, the others are Etta, Catherine, and Karen, Kathleen, Karen, Patricia, and Patricia Louise.
And which is the preferred, the strongest?
Probably Catherine Luella.
And my suggestion, perhaps incorporating the first name of Catherine, and perhaps the other name of the essence.
You know, that was my thought exactly. When you gave the essence name, it really fits the energy, I believe. And I think she would like to use that. So I think we're on a good track here with that. I think she'll be pleased. I think she'll like that. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful name. Thank you.
All anew.
Pardon?
All anew.
All anew, exactly. lighting the sparkler.
Yes. And creating the new adventure into wonder.
Okay, thanks for all that information and help with her. I do have just a question about my middle son, Wesley. And I was wondering if you could connect with his intent, if it wouldn't be intrusive for me to know, because I want to be able to help him with that as much as he wants help from me. And if not, that's fine. But if he wants my help with it, I would like to know what that is. Also, his essence name as well.
I would suggest that the manner in which you can be the most helpful is to be supportive and to genuinely listen, but not merely listen with your ears. Listen with your energy also. Genuinely allow yourself to listen to him, but listen with him in energy. And this will allow you to be genuinely supportive and helpful. And I would encourage you to encourage him to explore and identify what his intent is. This may also be a helpful exercise in allowing you to practice connecting in energy and being supportive and generating a type of game in creating an exploration together.
Oh. Can I ask him that objectively?
Yes.
Hmm. I hadn't thought of that. Because I think, you know, I'd like to understand what he's all about, but I think my own thinking gets in the way, and that's what I've been concerned with. I didn't want that to get in the way.
And this is the reason...
I didn't want to be opposing.
This is the reason that I am expressing to you to listen, and also listen in energy. And in that... If you are genuinely allowing yourself, you can bypass your own automatic associations. Not ignore them, but you can bypass them in merely recognizing them. When your own associations are triggered, you can merely acknowledge that and recognize that it is your association, and that will allow you to bypass that and listen more clearly.
I have time for just one more short one, I think, and I think I'll go ahead and ask a question some people have been curious about on the Darling list, about the Lynch sisters, a group of women in Australia who were woodcutters, and some of the people are thinking that some of the Darling group are in that group. I wonder if you can validate that.
Yes.
Okay. Is Grady one of them?
Yes.
Okay. Now I can't think of the others. Her daughter Joanne, is she in that group?
Yes.
Okay. And what about Luann?
Yes.
Okay. That's wild. Can you, I can't think of any other names of people who've been suggested as in that group. Can you put a name, or should we investigate?
I would encourage you to continue with your investigation.
Okay. I knew you'd say that. But they'll be delighted to know that the ones they have thought of are in that group. That's great.
Yes, and they can continue.
I know they will.
Very well. I express tremendous encouragement to you, my friend. And I offer that encouragement to your friend also. And express tremendous acknowledgement to both of you in your individual expressions of strength. In dear friendship and in anticipation of our next meeting. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Hello. How did it go? Yeah?